Chapter 1. Olivia. Committing to the life of a ballet dancer requires passion, discipline, perseverance, rigorous perfectionism, repetition, a high tolerance level of physical pain, the ability to work as part of a team, and balls of steel confidence in the face of any kind of adversity. I'm happy to say that I possess all of these attributes, and they've served me well in all other areas of life, too. But that doesn't mean I don't get annoyed occasionally every summer when I have to wait tables, and it certainly doesn't mean that I'm not immune to fantasizing about drop-kicking my spoiled brat colleagues who've never had to supplement their dance company salaries during the off-season. I start my second season in the corps de ballet at the Bay Area Dance Company at the end of August. It's July. The summer hiatus is a welcome break for my body, but it's a brutal blow to my bank account. San Francisco is approximately 1 million times more expensive than Pittsburgh, where I was an apprentice, and a gazillion times more expensive than Cleveland, where I grew up. To make ends meet during the off-season, I've been waitressing and doing modeling jobs here and there. The good news is that I work at a great restaurant, within walking distance of my apartment. The annoying news is that the last modeling job I had involved a creepy photographer with sticky hands, so I'm going to limit my modeling work and pick up more shifts at the restaurant, which is why I'm working the lunch shift today, of all days, when Kennedy Sloan is here having lunch with her dear old daddy. Kennedy is in the corps with me and is an adequate dancer, whose bony ass I can literally dance circles around, but she was featured in the Festival of New Works last season because her father made a major donation to the company. I'm not bitter. I'm in it to win it. I'll get there eventually. Okay, I'm slightly bitter. This is an aspect of ballet and life that I've struggled to come to terms with, as there's nothing I can really do to change my own circumstances other than being complacent in the face of it. It's just hard to be complacent in front of the pointy face of Kennedy fucking Sloan. I love every other dancer at the company, but she is the epitome of a phony, conceited bunhead snob. I got a text from one of my friends at the ballet, and she wrote, OMG 911, Kennedy just Instagrammed that she's at your restaurant. Please tell me you aren't working now. I sent her back a selfie of me in the kitchen, smiling like a crazy person, holding a giant knife up to my throat. A tad dramatic, but it got me an LMFAO. At least she wasn't seated in my section, so I don't have to serve her. But as she passes by the bar where I'm waiting for an order, she does the most affected double take I've ever seen and approaches me wide-eyed, as if she hadn't spotted me when she entered the restaurant over an hour ago. Olivia! Oh my God, hi! 3 air kisses, blinking doe eyes, such baloney. Hi, Kennedy. Good to see you. Oh my God! What are you doing here? You should come sit with us. Oh, thanks, but I'm working right now. Hence the black 3-pocket apron around my waist. You mean a business lunch? No. I mean, I'm working here as a waitress.
Oh, wow! Oh, that's great! It's such a nice restaurant. You should be proud.
Okay.
Seriously, I just posted a picture on Instagram and my followers are all like, love that place. I should post a picture of us. My fans will love that. Our fans, I mean.
I actually have to get back to serving my customers now, but it was so great to see you.
Oh, you too, sweetie. We should totally get together soon.
3 air kisses.
I'd introduce you to Daddy, but we have to go pack for Paris. Such a rush, whirlwind trip.
Aw, next time, safe trip, bye-bye. For most of the year, my muscles are sore all of the time. In the summer, it's my ego that gets a bruising. I should be above all this. Waiting tables is a means to an end, and I'm lucky that in San Francisco it is a means to a surprisingly decent living. So, deep breath, inhale my good fortune, hold, exhale the toxic Kennedy fumes.